Blog Talk Radio.
Brandy with
is he is one of my all-time favorites. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could find a man that could be all those things she mentioned in the song, your lover, your king, the beat of your heart, the kiss on your lips, your one. Well, we're going to be talking about that tonight, more specifically about the myths people possess about marriage. You know, that it's like a fairy tale, describing the idea that, you know, when we get married or find our Prince Charming, or fellas, when you find your Cinderella, that you'll live happily ever after. That's what we've been told in the fairy tales, at least. But, you know, isn't it funny that fairy tales that we read or that we read growing up never told us what happens after the wedding is over? That marriage isn't a fairy tale, but includes real challenges and struggles that we have to be prepared to roll up our sleeves to work and overcome. We'll talk more about marriage myths in a moment, plus a few more other topics discussed on this show earlier this month. But first, I'd like to say to those of you in the chat room and on the phone lines, thanks for hanging out with us for this Tip Talk Thursday open forum edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio with myself, your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo. And on this open forum edition, I leave the experts at home. Normally I have experts on the show, but I leave them at home during this open forum edition, which is the last Thursday of every month, and talk directly with you as we work to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And as always, we have a great show tonight. I'll be fielding, as I said before, your relationship questions, plus discussing your relationship concerns. So get your dialing fingers ready so you can share them on the air by calling 714-409-0610, or feel free to share your thoughts in the chat room. I'm also going to be sharing my thoughts about the last three episodes of Relationships 360, starting with the Making Room for Your Groom edition. Love that show title, by the way. I wonder who came up with that. Probably the executive producer, Tiffany Williams-Jallo. But seriously, I love the name of that, Making Room for Your Groom, on that show, which happened the first Thursday of this month. Leslie McKee, a certified professional organizer and founder of McKee Organizing Services, Inc., was our expert guest, and she provided brides and wives with pointers on how to effectively, keyword, effectively, without arguing and fighting, incorporate their grooms into their decorating style and home life. And she's actually offering a free couples organizing consultation. It's a phone consultation. I believe she said it was going to be 30 minutes long. For listeners who go to, or to a listener who goes out to relationships360.com, enters their name and email address by this Saturday, June 30th, to be eligible to win that consultation with Leslie McKee. She'll be talking to couples about, or talking to the winning couple about their organizing challenges and how to resolve them. So be sure to go to the site, relationships360.com, and enter your information in order to be eligible for that couples organizing session with Leslie. And again, I'm going to give you until midnight on Saturday, June 30th. We're picking the winner on July 1st, so be prepared to meet that deadline. Now, during Making Room for Your Groom with Leslie, I asked her if men really want to be involved in decorating decisions, and her answer was that it sort of depends. You know, when a man says, go for it, honey, after you've asked him, you know, to be involved with the home decorating project, it could be a full-blown refusal to help, or it could be that your man trusts you to do it yourself. If it is the latter and your man trusts your instincts or your taste when it comes to decorating the home that you two have together, then great, you have no problem. But if the former, and he refuses to get involved with the decorating project, then his lack of willingness to help could come back to bite you, you know, in the case that maybe you don't have good taste or whatever, and, you know, he wants to come back and change things. So that can be a challenge. So in that case, you know, if he refuses to get involved,